ever heard anybody call it something like a stump mover or a toad strangler?
Toad strangler is what we always said.
That would be a lot of rain.
A lot of rain. Ben, be sure and look in that dark dress and see that it's not got me as crazy. Granny's had me as crazy and dressed down here for 2 weeks. And she wore it yesterday, too.
Do you know where it's at now?
Look in there, let me see. No, it's a dark plaid.
Oh, brown plaid.
That's hers that you got there, but then I don't see that one in there, but she had it on and they paid it to the wash house yesterday morning, I think.
Or say if you have a lot of rain with some lightning popping around too. What kind of storm would you call
electric
it?
Electric storm.
Mm-hmm. You ever have storms around here where you just have lightning and no rain?
Yeah, that's called electric storm.
Electric storm, yeah. Too. Yeah. What about if you have, a bright, nice, sunny day, but all of a sudden it just started raining with the sun still shining? You ever heard people...
The devil's whipping his wife. That's quite an old expression.
You reckon how that got started?
I don't have any idea.
The devil's whipping.
I've heard it all my life.
I see. We're talking about rain. If you go out and it's raining, but you just barely get wet. It's just hardly coming down. You'd say, we're just having a...
Sprinkle.
I see. Ever heard people say it's misting outside?
Yeah. When it's enough to dampen, it's sprinkling.
So it's sprinkling.
You have just mist too, you know. Just either one of it will do.
So a sprinkle would be a little bit more than a mist?
Yeah, it is.
I see. Okay. What about, you know, early in the daytime, you might drive through a low place and you had to go through all this white stuff?
Fog.
Sure. What kind of day would you call that? It sure is a...
foggy day.
Right, okay. Or say if you've gone without rain for several weeks, what would you say you're having?
A drought.
Mm-hmm.
And we had it this fall.
Did you?
Summer, yeah.
Is a drought the same thing as a dry spell?
Yeah.
Or is it worse?
No, it's the same thing.
Same thing. What about this expression? Say if the wind has been very gentle, but it's gradually getting stronger and stronger, what would you say the wind's doing?
Coming up higher, getting higher.
Or if it was just the other way, if it'd been strong, but it was gradually getting more gentle,
yeah.
You'd say it was...
calming down.
Calming down, okay. And say if you get out in the morning, and you get outside and it's a little on the cool side, but it's nothing uncomfortable, you might say, it's kind of
chilly out.
Right. Ever heard people around here use the word airish?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of airish out here?
Yeah, we use any kind of expressions like that.
And it would mean the same thing?
Same thing, yeah.
But you would say it's kind of...
chilly.
Okay.
Or say, that's the main thing they say.
But you might say...
Harry.
Sure, okay. If you went outside and there was a light covering of white on the ground, it's not snow, but you had a...
frost.
Sure.
Big frost.
So some are worse than others?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They said it looked like snow out there one morning this week.
Is that right?
I didn't see it, but two or three come in and said it did.
Mm-hmm. I see. You ever heard people say a Jack Frost or killing frost?
Yeah, killing frost.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just to get pronunciation of these things, would you count kind of slowly for me from 1 to 14, just to get pronunciation of those numbers?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.